T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. You remember back in September the 17th, terrible situation, absolutely tragic situation. A woman who had a variety of mental illness situation. She was medicated. Her doctor reached out to the police and said, look, I'm really worried about her. She hasn't been seen and what have you. Henrico police show up, and this woman, unfortunately, is not cooperative, and then comes at the two police officers with an axe. And those two police officers placed into the worst situation, absolutely the worst situation that any law enforcement officer can be placed into. They had to make a choice and make a decision to take her life to save theirs. And, of course, there's a lot of discussion, a lot of armchair quarterbacking. Well, I will tell you that Shannon Taylor, who is the Commonwealth's attorney for Henrico County, has decided, after a lot of study and investigation, not to charge those officers with anything. And I'm thrilled to tell you that Shannon Taylor, our Commonwealth's attorney, is joining us. Shannon Taylor, thank you for being here.
Jeff, it is good afternoon. It is great to be back on your show once again.
And now the politics are over, and I haven't talked to you since then. Congratulations on a very, very impressive re-election.
Thank you very much. I would like to hope that some of that was due to being on your show and being able to talk about the issues and maybe convincing some listeners out there that we are doing a good job in keeping Henrico safe.
Well, fair enough. I will take the credit or the blame, depending, I suppose, on which side of the aisle you're sitting. But I really do appreciate you taking time to talk about
this.
Okay, so if you don't mind, can you just refresh everyone's memory about the situation and then how your office then reached out to other folks to really conduct some pretty thorough investigations?
Sure. Jeff, I think that how you started off this segment in identifying that Ms. Plack's death is a tragic situation is just needs to be underlined tenfold. When any time that there is a loss of life, it is a tragic situation. And so, as you have indicated, this was a woman who had a history of mental health problems. As we could see from the information that we reviewed, appeared to be deteriorating, which again is a terrible, terrible thing, and had gone to see her doctor the day before. The doctor was so concerned that she places this call the next morning, which is the 17th, and after not having any contact with Ms. Plack, reaches out to communications for Henrico Police. Right. And asking to do what we normally call a welfare check. That is, there is an individual that hasn't been heard of or seen by somebody, and we are asking law enforcement to see if they can put eyes on that individual.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you can do a welfare check, is to make sure that you're actually seeing that individual. So the two officers responded to the home. You know, I did a 17-page report laying out a lot of details, and that was shared with the media.
Yes.
And in that report, we document how the officers verified the residence, knew that she, you know, lived there alone, identified that at least one neighbor had not seen her in a couple of days. They find these unlocked doors to this home with her car present. And knowing the information that had been provided by the doctor, they took on that community caretaker role, or if you want to call it the exigent circumstances because of the description the doctor had given,
mm-hmm.
and go into this home. And they clear the house. They find what is determined to be the bedroom, because we know at least one of the officers looks inside the window, and the two doors of this bedroom are locked. Right. And through the observation, they could only be locked from the inside. So these two officers collectively make that decision to go, you know, breach the door to right. go into that bedroom to see if, in fact, Ms. Plack is okay. And that is where the, you know, the tragedy unfolds. You know, as you indicated earlier, she comes after the one officer who had, she was hiding in the bathroom. One officer looking into the bathroom sees blood there in the bathroom, and then only to be, you know, shocked by the sound of this axe that ends up hitting the door. He flees out to back out to the kitchen, leaving the second officer, you know, questioning what's going on, what's going on. And that's where we see Ms. Plack coming after him, swinging the axe yeah. at him. And as you indicated, he ends up, you know, trying to retreat from her, but gets to a point where there's no place to move. And unfortunately, because she's still using that the movement with the axe to what he perceived to do harm to him, mm-hmm. he has the only choice, which is to respond with the deadly force. And again, just a horrible, horrible set of circumstances.
Absolutely. An unenviable situation for all involved. I want to pay tribute to you and your office, because I read through that entire report, and I will tell you, I am thoroughly impressed with the depth that your folks went and talking about these officers. And I'm also very happy to see that their names have been blacked out here, at least in the copy that I have. And I don't know if that's
correct.
All. Okay. But talking about their training, talking about the years on the job, talking about specialized crisis intervention training for the one officer who a veteran of 34 years has been on a welfare check or two during his career. I really was very, very impressed with the length and depth that your folks went to prepare this. Tell me, in addition to the Henrico County Commonwealth's attorney, who else was involved in investigating this?
Well, there were, you know, the detectives themselves from Henrico Police Division are assigned. They have detectives who are designated to do officer-involved shooting reviews. And so there were two detectives who were assigned to this case, and they did, you know, all of the work in terms of gathering the information, interviewing the witnesses. And then ultimately, when we were being presented with the evidence and watching the body-worn camera, I mean, that yeah. footage was really, really critical in making these legal determinations. And because of the mental health aspect to this, that's when I decided mm-hmm. that it might bring some level of comfort if we were to get two other Commonwealth attorneys from the state to also look at this and also look at the facts and watch the body-worn camera and see, you know, what kind of conclusions they came to in their legal analysis. And the three of us all came to the same conclusion, which is, you know, that there's no criminal liability right. that can be attributed to these two officers. That, you know, sometimes the language we use is that it was justified, quote unquote, which, mm-hmm. which of course is a horrible term to use again when somebody's life has been lost.
Sure.
But and the detectives did a great job, you know, gathering the information, interviewing the necessary witnesses, people who were friends with Ms. Plack, her friend who was with her that day, speaking to the doctor, you know, looking at the records that were gathered from her different hospitalizations. So they did an excellent job gathering what I believe to be the very relevant material for the analysis that needs to take place.
Shannon Taylor is joining us. She is the Commonwealth's attorney for Henrico County. She and her office, in conjunction with two other Commonwealth's attorneys from other parts. I know the city of Hampton was one. Where was the other jurisdiction?
The other individual was from Stafford County.
Oh, Stafford County. Okay. So they've reviewed all of this. And again, there's, I can guarantee there was nobody that left that scene high-fiving or celebrating. Everybody clearly was devastated. I'm curious, have you had the opportunity to get this report to Ms. Plack's brother, because he wrote a piece a couple of weeks ago, which I thought was completely and totally heartfelt. I mean, you don't ever want to be in a situation where one of your family members has been taken from you, and you certainly get the emotion, but your report lays out the facts. I mean, the head as opposed to the heart on this. Have you had a chance, or someone from your office had a chance to get this to him?
We have, first of all, I think we need to clarify that the law enforcement was dealing with Ms. Plack's son, and he was the point of contact for the family, and so we did reach out to him. I can tell you and your listeners that her son did come and meet with the detectives and did have an opportunity to watch the video. Okay. So while he is aware of the circumstances of in terms of the facts of this case, as the report indicated, he was aware of the concerns of the doctor because the doctor actually called him that evening. So he does not have an actual hard copy of this.
Okay.
And for protocol purposes, that's not the type of letter that we would share with the family. Of course, sitting down with the family is something we would definitely do.
Right.
But that is, and we've had the first meeting with the son, and we would certainly, invite to sit down with him again so he could review this document.
Excellent. I don't want anybody to be laboring under this impression that those two officers were happy to be in this situation. And unfortunately, I heard that. There were so many of the Monday morning quarterbacks who said, well, why didn't they use this? Why didn't they shoot this out of her hand? And as you know, I mean, you've been doing this a while. You're in the real world. It's a matter of a split second to make the most important decision, and those officers will live with this for the rest of their lives.
Right. And it is true. I mean, this whole notion of trying to Monday morning, as you use that term, Monday morning quarterback, and watching these officers, what their actions were on that day. And it's a tragedy to try to balance the competing concerns while also being sensitive to being transparent for the public.
Yes.
So here you have a family that's grieving, and we have to respect that. But then there's also this kind of very, very cold aspect of just reviewing the facts.
Yeah.
And, unfortunately, that's my job is to review those facts and following the law.
Yes.
And it's difficult for that balancing act, but we do the best that we can, knowing that, this type of conclusion, we know that the family's not happy with this. And, and of course, my heart does reach out for them because I understand that, again, they have lost somebody in this tragic situation.
Look, we're all people here. I mean,
right.
It's not about position or stature or anything else. I my final question for you, the report, as I look at it, submitted to Chief Cardinal, is it supplied to anybody else, or is that it, and now the Commonwealth's Attorney's Office, their responsibility is concluded?
So, yes, our responsibility is concluded because the criminal investigation is concluded.
Okay.
Whether or not there's any other action out there that the family is going to take is not affected by our conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
So we just we have concluded our actions as it pertains to the review of Ms. Plack, her death.
Fair enough. Well, Shannon Taylor, Commonwealth's Attorney for Henrico County, number one, I really do appreciate you taking the time to join us. And again, my compliments to everybody who was involved in preparing the report. Very thorough, not an easy task. And hopefully we'll have you back sometime soon about something happier. I don't know. We've got to think about it, but we've got to figure that one out.
Right. And Jeff, I appreciate that. And I appreciate your wanting to know and really educating your listeners about this type of process, because this is a type of thing that the public really doesn't know about, and we do the best we can trying to educate.
Well, you did a great job on this one, and I
thank you.
I do appreciate it. That is Shannon Taylor. She is the Commonwealth's attorney for Henrico County, just reelected. Very, very impressive margin, by the way. And I would suggest, if you have not read this report, it's available. We have it up on our website. If you go to newsradiowrva.com, you can click on the link there, read it. Now, some of it is legalese, and it's dry, and it's talking about, you know, criminal offenses, and this has to happen. But there's so much there about the humanity here, the humanity of Ms. Plack, and the humanity of the police officers who were involved in this. And again, for everybody who was second-guessing, everybody who was trying to tell you, well, this is what those cops should have done, and they didn't do this, and this is what the way it should have gone, you take a look at this, and again, I will tell you, neither one of those officers happy about this situation. They're grateful. They're grateful that they are alive. They're grateful that they went to see their families again. They're grateful that they have another Thanksgiving or Christmas or New Year's that they're going to be able to celebrate, but I can guarantee you they will never forget this. And their hearts, as well as ours, also go out to the family of Gay Plack. So again, thanks very much to Shannon Taylor, the Commonwealth's attorney for Henrico County. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.